proclamation number 5517 dated the October 26, 1952. Love of the world. Serious admonition. People don't want to relinquish the world and so they try to make compromises which Roman 1, however, cannot accept. No one can serve two masters, especially not when both are entirely opposite in their nature. And thus, the world with all its pleasures and attractions is completely opposite to what you humans should strive for, the spiritual kingdom, whose Lord I am and will remain. You certainly live in the midst of the world, but only in order to prove yourselves, in order to learn to overcome it, and not in order to savor it to the full and to satisfy your every corporeal wish, for then you will leave your soul dissatisfied to the same extent. You count on a natural decline of your cravings and wishes as you get older and think that you will still find enough time to consider your soul. But do you know how long you will live on earth? Do you know whether you will experience old age according to your will? Have you any idea how poor and wretched you will enter the kingdom of the beyond were you to be recalled suddenly? Consequently, it is unwise to defer what is most important in earthly life to an uncertain time, and thus you should realize that worldly pleasure, an earthly satisfying life on this earth, cannot be right in my eyes, otherwise you would not have to take into account that every day could be your last one. Every person with only a little faith in me and a continuation of life after death will feel uncomfortable if he thinks about his sudden death, because he knows that he does not live in accordance with my will, but instead he silences himself with the world and its pleasures. Only total unbelievers have no second thoughts or qualms of conscience of any kind by getting out of the world whatever they can. They have long quelled their indwelling silent admonisher which still makes his voice heard in those who are not without faith. My words are intended for the latter to bear in mind that the world will not give them anything of lasting value for eternity, that they cannot take anything which seems desirable to them on earth along into the spiritual kingdom. They should bear in mind that they ought to detach themselves from worldly things and that they can easily do this if they develop the love within themselves. Then they will find nothing desirable anymore if it belongs to the one who is my adversary and therefore devoid of all love. Love will give a person the right realization regarding the value and worthlessness of things. Love alone is the counteracting force to the world. For anyone in possession of love makes contact with the eternal love and this becomes the goal of his wishes and cravings, the world will grow pale and no longer exert that an attraction, the soul will receive more attention than the body, the human being will learn to overcome the world and live a meaningful and appropriate life on earth and need not fear a sudden recall either. For the soul will have found the path which leads to its true home. Amen.